you've got some horses, some mules, and some cows and so forth. Now when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and
feed them.
If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any name for them all?
Poultry?
A general term, say, for it. Right. And there's still another term, geese and hens, that I was thinking of, a general term for that type of animal. Right. All right. Let me ask you this now. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
The place where they live?
Hen house.
All right. Now, when you eat one, what is the part that the children like to have so they can pull it apart to see how to break?
Pull it bone.
All right, very good. Excellent. I've never heard that. We call it delicious, right? Pulley bone.
Well, some people does call it the wishbone, but I just always call it the pulley bone.
Beautiful. Look here, I'll show you. I'm going to show you these sheep. See here how they are? I'm asking these questions, and here are the different words. Wishbone, lucky bone, pulley bone, pull bone.
Yeah.
See? I bet you might be interested in seeing that. All right, now. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The liver, the heart, the gizzard, and so on. Chicken.
Nothing except this chicken liver and chicken gizzard.
All right, all right. Now, the part that you sometimes eat, sometimes stuffed sausage is. What do you think of that?
The parts of chicken?
Yeah. Sometimes you stuff sausage in this part. The part that you sometimes eat, sometimes stuff sausage in.
I don't know, you stuff sausage and chicken.
All right, well, make another animal. Pig, for example. You use this part of the animal.
The inside?
Right. Now, the time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is what?
Feeding time.
Right. Now, to get them from the pasture, what do you say to call the cows? Are there any calls that you would use to get the
sook?
All right, that's good. Could you a little example, a little more?
You mean like calling them?
Yeah.
It's been
yeah.
a long time since I've called a cow.
Sook. Beautiful. To make them stand still during milking.
So.
All right. Beautiful. All right. See, I wasn't raised on the farm, so these are all new.
Well, I was, but there's a lot of things about the farm I don't know.
Sure. All right. How do you call your cow to get them from the pasture in particular?
Same way,
all right. What about calling a calf?
Same way.
What do you say to the mules or the horses to make them go left and right?
Gee and how.
All right. Any calls to horses when you get them from the pasture?
Yeah, we always just called ours by the names and told them to come here.
All right. Very good. Now, what do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
All right. And what do you say to stop him?
Ooh.
All right. When backing it into a button, and turn your views.
Wool back.
All right. How do you call hogs to feed them?
Pee-hoo!
Beautiful. All right. How do you call your sheep to get them from the pasture? You say you're not very familiar.
No, I never
All
did.
Right.